This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of the Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election. President Trump says that he's already has a short list of possible Supreme Court nominees.
It will have nothing to do with China. It'll be totally secure. That'll be part of the deal. They'll be hiring it. It will have nothing to do. It will have nothing to do. I totally disagree with her. We have an obligation. We won. And we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want. That's not the next president. Hopefully I'll be the next president. But we're here now. Right now we're here.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed on Friday night, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider the President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland. The remaining eight justices and two former colleagues speaking out about Ginsburg.
The justices all wrote of Ginsburg's undying devotion to the law and her grace as a colleague. Chief Justice John Roberts describes her as a jurist of historic stature and a tireless and resolute champion of justice. Justice Clarence Thomas calls Ginsburg a dear colleague and friend, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. While Justice Sonia Sotomayor calls Ginsburg an American hero who spent her life fighting for the equality of all people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And again, Democrats have said that President Trump's nominee should not be picked until the next president is elected. This is VOA News. Amid an exceptionally busy Atlantic hurricane season, the Texas coast is preparing for a tropical storm that could strengthen into a hurricane before breaching its shores in the days ahead. Both the city of Galveston and Galveston County Saturday issued voluntary evacuation orders ahead of Tropical Storm Beta. Officials say the system could approach hurricane strength as it approaches Texas Monday. Forecasters have issued a tropical storm warning in Texas and Louisiana. President Trump Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump says he supports a proposed deal between Oracle and Walmart for the U.S. operations of TikTok.
They'll be hiring at least 25,000 people. It'll most likely be incorporated in Texas. It'll be a brand new company.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and the potential for China to access that information. Mr. Trump's critics have said that while TikTok security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says that he is recovering his verbal and physical abilities at the German hospital where he is being treated for suspected nerve agent poisoning. AP's Zary Shackley.
Navalny, the most visible opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a domestic flight to Moscow on the 20th of August and was transferred to Germany for treatment 2 days later. A German military lab later determined that the Russian politician was poisoned with Novichok, the same class of Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on a former Russian spy and his daughter in England in 2018. Navalny was kept in an induced coma for more than a week while being treated with an antidote. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Police in the capital of Belarus cracked down sharply against a women's protest march demanding the president's resignation, arresting more than 200 people, including an elderly woman who has become a symbol of the six-week protest that roiled the country. Among those detained during Saturday's demonstration was the prominent 74-year-old protester Zina Baginska. Local media reported that she was released from custody upon arriving at a police station. It was also reported that at least one member of the media was detained. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.